Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to maintain a high vibration. You see, it's always about leveling up. It's always about getting to that next stage of joy, of enlightenment, of wisdom, of self embodiment. And when I mean embodiment of self, self-embodiment, I'm referring to what are the things that we could do for ourselves during these times of mass global purge of energy. There is a massive global purging of energy, as everybody is aware of. We're not going to talk about the roots of our concepts or ideologies behind necessarily where they came from, but we're going to talk about why they are occurring in this time on our planet. Today's a very unique show in the sense of it really resonates more now than ever with each and every single human being on the planet. You see, previously, when we would host, whether it was Dave's Good Vibration Station or Divine Mind Tribe Radio, or even back in the day, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, we would stick to certain topics that, you know, most people go through in life, but there's still a large demographic of those people that aren't necessarily experiencing some of the things that we're talking about. And we understood that. But now that we are being forced to stay inside our homes or stay inside a safe location due to what we are seeing is going on around us, including some of my own personal experiences with seeing what I've seen in not just on television. I'm not talking about the news. I'm not talking about what is in your reality. What is it right in front of you? What are you experiencing firsthand in your reality? We're going to talk about the power of focusing on your reality and not getting swooped mentally, psychologically, and physically into a pattern of fearful thinking. So today's show is for each and every single human being on the planet to resonate with. The information that we're going to be sharing is based solely around how to maintain a high vibration. And when I say a high vibration, for those of you that are not familiar with that term, what it means to be on a high vibe, you've heard, like, you know, you've probably seen some shirts or seen a saying or seen a meme or something that says, like, good vibes only, right? Well, what they're saying is good vibration only, right? So we break it down, quick little explanation for all of you to understand exactly what it is that we're talking about. Science has proven to us through particle accelerators and other types of quantum experiments but physical experiments that turn to into the quantum realm, that there is something that interconnects all of the inhabitants of this planet, whether you are a human being, a bird, a bee, a mountain, a tree, anything that has a vibration, it connects with. You are connected to, you are connected with. And the energy that you observe your reality with actually changes the molecular structure of whatever it is that you're observing. Okay. Now, there was an experiment done. This was done in the 70s, believe it or not. This experiment was done in the 70s. And then they did, the first time this experiment was done, was in the 70s. And then many great scientists heard about this experiment and decided to take it upon themselves to test it and get their own results. And 100% of the time, 100% of the time, the same results occurred. And I'll share with you why that matters. So the experiment, I believe it's called the mirror experiment. If you guys want to look it up, check out the mirror experiment, right? Or something along the lines of thoughts change or observation changes reality, right? Just take it upon yourself. If it resonates with you, go ahead and Google search that or CryptoTab search that if you know what I'm talking about. So, by the way, as you know, not only is our entire global consciousness changing, but our entire system of economics is shifting as well, whether it's on a financial scale, whether it's on a level of who controls the printing presses or the Federal Reserve over printing, therefore inflating money, whatever it might be, silently stealing purchasing power from the masses by inflating currency and then trading that with people in other countries that realized, oh my gosh, this currency is actually really, really hurting our nation, right? So we're not going to get too much into that. We've talked about that. And for those of you that do want more information on how to be financially stable during these times, I would definitely suggest looking into the possibilities of alternative currencies. Alternative currencies that people are flocking to at massive and exponential rates. And the momentum of faith that's going into these currencies is exploding. And I'm talking about digital currencies, cryptocurrencies. You could type digital currencies, do your own research, right? Where we are never going to tell you what you should do. That's not our style, right? We understand that every single person has their own experience, their own relationship with the energy of exchange, their own relationship with the way that they have accepted what their monetary worth or value is. But I will tell you one thing, and it goes along the lines of not being fearful. This is the greatest opportunity in the history of mankind. It really is. To absorb more purchasing power than any other time in history. And what does that mean, to absorb more purchasing power? Well, let's put it this way. If you guys remember, depending on the year you were born, depending on how long you've been roaming around this earth for, 50 years ago, you could get away with dinner and a movie for like 15 bucks. Today, you can't get away with dinner and a movie for anything under 100 bucks. It may be even now it's like 110, 120. People have this concept that the value is that things are becoming more expensive. That's not the case. Things are not becoming more expensive. Just understand, things are not becoming more expensive. No. The ratio to the purchasing power of the units of currency, the value of the currency that you're using, is actually diminishing, is devaluing. That's why it takes more of the same unit to get the same good or service, right? So just understand that, and this is, I chose right now to spend a little time talking about this before we get a little bit more in depth as to how to maintain a high vibration during these times. This is all about maintaining a high vibration. What's the one thing that people are always, especially men, if you have a family, if you have children, especially, happy wife, happy babies, happy child, happy life. And you get to be good to yourself, right? That's number one. You got to be good to yourself first. You can only be as great to those around you as you are to yourself. So one of the first things is take this time to educate yourself. Take this time to, instead of just Netflix and chill for 3 months, right? Sounds nice. Have your time to Netflix and chill, or Hulu and chill, whatever you choose, or both. Or watch the TV. It doesn't matter, your cable provider. To just chill, right? That's very important. Yes, calm the mind and zone out and have fun with the family. But there's also this massive opportunity during these specific times that have never been available to the masses on such a scale before. So we're also going to talk about not only how to maintain a high vibration, but how to use these times that are based off of fear-mongering the masses, that are based off of control, that are based off of making sure that you are staying scared, are staying, you know, oh, gotta protect myself, gotta protect my family, gotta protect my children. I went into that mode. And when I say I'm guilty of it, it doesn't mean that I did something wrong. It's not like we're doing something wrong. It's a choice. It's all a choice. So there was definitely a brief moment, and I'll share my personal experience with the feeling of financial freedom in relationship to how that directly affects the vibration, or I should say, the energy or the well-being of yourself and your family. Now, if you don't have a family to provide for, that's even more of even more time, right? And time is opportunity. What you do with your time is opportunity. Time is the most valuable. I've said this a billion times, and I'll say it a billion and one. Time is the most valuable commodity in the entire universe, not gold, not Bitcoin, it's time, right? Or Ethereum. Buy Ethereum. Ethereum is taking over, by the way. Blockchain technology is going to essentially swoop the old paradigm systems. This is what I believe. I could be totally wrong. But from what I've studied, from where if you follow the money trail, you'll see that a lot of the multi-millionaires, if not multi-billionaires, if not trillionaires, and those people we just don't know about. They make sure to stay anonymous. They have to. These are the people that have a little step ahead. They have the insider information. They know what's going on. So if you kind of mimic, if you can learn to educate yourself, dedicate your time to knowledge. Dedicate your time to absorbing information that resonates with you, not information that scares you, not information that pushes you away from your alignment. And when I say alignment, I mean anything that makes you feel empowered. When you are feeling empowered, you are in alignment with that higher, greater essence that flows through all of us, that interconnectivity that I was talking about earlier. So back to the observation the mirror experiment, if you will, the observation experiment. Scientists have proven that the molecular structure changes from when a camera is observing it versus when a person is observing it versus when it's not being observed at all. The camera in and of itself, the vibrational frequency of the camera, the electromagnetic energy that the camera emits, has influence and impact on whatever it is observing. Although the camera is an inanimate object, although the camera is not a living consciousness that has to work and provide food on the table and a beautiful roof over your loved one's heads and whatever else it may be, make sure that your belly's full, make sure that you're happy, participating in hobbies, exercising, moving your body, stretching, whatever it might be, whatever is being observed is changed the moment that it becomes observed. So if you, as a powerful creator, understanding the laws of attraction, vibration, polarity, understanding these fundamental laws of physics and moving into a quantum space of physics, aka quantum physics, you will understand a little bit more about your relationship with humanity, this planet, your creative potential, your creative abilities. So there's a lot of different tools out there that I will be sharing with you today and many shows to come, because all of this can't be fit in a 50-minute period. But if there is one concept that I would be honored, to say the least, to share with you guys and for you guys to not only listen one ear out the other, but absorb and apply, try it for a day, right? One day, just one day, try deliberate thinking. Okay. This is how to maintain a high vibration. You learn how to become a deliberate thinker. If you understand that our modern science has been able to prove that an object or objects simultaneously that are observed change on a molecular level in relationship to how they're being observed. Not necessarily who, how. And of course, the who matters because the who determines the how. So if you are observing something in your reality and it causes fear, it triggers the lower frequency energy of fear. You can embody your ability to become a deliberate thinker and choose to observe outside of fear. Now, I've also said this quite a few times throughout the lifespan of doing shows here on LA Talk Radio. If you guys have not seen the movie Doctor Strange, oh man, you got to check it out. These movies that are created and brought into the cinemas for us to observe, they're not just these fantasy ideas. That's something to maybe absorb into your understanding of why are there millions and millions of dollars per movie, so billions and then trillions added up over time, per cinema showing, per movie, per whatever it is that you're watching, that go into paying for the production, the set, the actors, actresses, the whole everything. I mean, just think how much it costs to make a cinema movie. You've heard some of the before. It's millions of dollars. It's millions, hundreds of millions sometimes. Where does this budget come from, right? Now, we're not going to get too deep into that. Just something to think about. Who are the people that are investing their money? What corporations are taking their money and feeding it right back into creating more movies? And why would they be dumping so much energy, time, the time, which is more valuable than the money? Why would they be asking for very influential people's time, months, sometimes years, to produce a movie? Very valuable producers, very valuable directors, very valuable set designers. Oh my gosh. Actors, actresses, as I just said, to create a quote unquote a facade of a different reality. Well, the answer is, in my humble opinion, and through just what I've, the information that I've accumulated, once again, I am not saying I'm right. I want to make this blatantly open and clear. I am not saying I am right. I'm saying each and every single human being has their own relationship with their reality, their own relationship with their, you could call it applications of information that they choose to pull from, to pluck from, to absorb, to consciously deny, say, no, that does not serve me, right? Everybody has their own relationship. This is my relationship. And it has seemed that there are many other people and great teachers, people that are teaching this information. I didn't come up with this stuff on my own, obviously. Now, this information is coded within all of us. We have access to tapping into this information. This is what a lot of people have called, oh, I got a download, right? Oh, I got this download of information. So you can receive confirmation by being in states of meditation, allowing your consciousness, allowing your brain to vibrate higher and be in a more open and receptive state. You can receive this type of information. And what you'll find pretty much 100% of the time is if you feel an excitement or an intuitive urge to take action towards something or look something up on a web browser and do a little bit of info digging, do a little research for yourself. A lot of the times, the information that you get in these states of consciousness aligns so harmoniously with what the information that's already out there is saying. So, becoming a deliberate thinker is understanding that your observation of your external reality has a direct effect, projection, and reflection of how you observe it. I'm going to say that one more time. Let's soak this in. If we understand that science has proven to us, modern day science has proven and known for many, many years, right, that when reality is being observed, it is being changed on a molecular level by the observer. That totally 180s the concept. It flips upside down the concept that things are controlling you, that things have power over you. That is not, at least, my belief system. Yes, of course, there are things in our external reality that we're unaware of, that happen and manifest that we did not expect. But that does not mean that in some way, shape, or form, you are not a vibrational equivalent to it. You have to be a vibrational equivalent. And this is, once again, the information I've absorbed. I absolutely could have it wrong, or maybe there is no such thing as having it wrong because everybody's method will work for them via understanding that the observer creates the power. So if you are the observer, which you are right now, you're observing either whether you're listening on a computer, a laptop, a desktop, a phone, an iPad, whatever, a tablet, right? Whatever it may be, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is knowing that it is indeed being affected by your observation of it. Now, let's take that to the next level. If you know that in each and every single moment, the reality in which you are observing and putting your energy into, investing your energy into, of course, I mean, unless you are actually, number one, sleeping or in a state of meditation. And when I say in a state of meditation, I say you've internalized your focal point of consciousness as opposed to externalizing it. The difference would be if you're in a meditative state, if you're vibrating at a higher frequency in consciousness, and you receive information that isn't pleasant. Let's say you get a phone call and just you know, nothing big, whatever. You just receive some unpleasant information. You have two choices. You have an infinite number of choices within these two choices, fear or love. And the way that these manifest is up to you, but it all starts with your observation of your relationship with the information that you're being given. Does that make sense? By the way, feel free to email us anytime you would like. DivineMindTribeRadio@gmail.com. Once again, DivineMindTribeRadio@gmail.com. I know that a lot of you who are tuning into the show and frequently tune in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio are already aware of the Instagram, Divine Mind Tribe. But if you're not, make sure to check it out. You guys might find some information that does really resonate with you, especially at this time, okay? Or it might not at all. Instagram, Divine Mind Tribe. We're on Facebook as well. Everything that gets posted from Instagram also goes straight to the Facebook. We're also on Twitter, but not as active on Twitter. We're more active on Instagram. Instagram is our main platform in which we use to communicate with you. And of course, the number one, LA Talk Radio, is where it all starts. LA Talk Radio is the most phenomenal foundation and platform of an opportunity to share the information that you, in your heart's desire, feel other people would benefit from. That's why if you have the passion for radio or media or television or communicating a message in your own organic, unique way that is not necessarily scripted, if you want to be an actor, be an actor. That's awesome. But what I'm saying is, if you have the desire to express information that you have studied, and not only studied, but applied into your day-to-day lifestyle, LA Talk Radio could not be a more phenomenal platform. And I say that because we are a family here at LA Talk Radio. We have each other's backs through thick and thin. We have the unconditional love that flows through the energy of the station is unimaginable. The creativity that comes directly from the hosts and the amazing program directors. And of course, the one and only Sam, the owner, the creator, the founder himself. The energy that is generated from this is just, is so beautiful. The reason why I'm taking time to talk to you guys about unity consciousness and just using my own experience of the relationships that I have with people at LA Talk Radio is because, along with understanding that you have the power through observation to change on a molecular level, whatever it is that you're observing within your reality, on a conscious and actually a little bit more so subconscious level, those subconscious thoughts that are vibrating at their own speed, at their own momentum in relationship to those conscious thoughts, the ones that have the least resistance is what's going to flow in your reality. Now, what do I mean by that is, and we're going to talk about how this directly intertwines with unity consciousness. If you choose to be a deliberate thinker with the intention of maintaining a high vibration, and when I say high vibration, once again, I say with the intention of maintaining your joy, maintaining your self-empowerment, not surrendering so quickly all of your power to the wild information that is being shared and propagated through major media, major media outlets that are touching billions of people, if not hundreds of millions, right? If not a billion, a couple billion, maybe hundreds of millions, depending on the platform. If you don't allow yourself to become completely absorbed in the information that is being shared with you, and you actually use some of these tools that I'll share with you right now, conscious breathing, everything is conscious, everything is deliberate, everything, every step you take, every breath you make, every heart beat, boom, 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 boom. Although you don't need to think about it, your heart just does that for you, or the electromagnetic spark that sparks that energy to let your heart beat. You don't need to think about it, but you could be grateful for it. You could also manipulate it to serve your health, which in return, projecting, changes your reality. So as long as you, as an individual, moving into unity consciousness, do not allow yourself to be fear-mongered, you will inevitably maintain a state of peace and serenity and actually excitement, right? Newton's law, equal and opposite action and reaction. As much fear and lower vibrational energy that is being accumulated and curated through what we're seeing, not only in the media, but on the corner of our street. That was a very interesting experience. My amazing, heavenly, angelic soulmate, my twin flame, and my beautiful, angelic baby girl, Adeline. We all got in the car. We were heading over to Nana and Papa's house, Grandma and Grandpa's house. And in pulling out of our neighborhood, we saw on all four corners, because we live in a neighborhood that once you pull out of it, there is two major shopping malls directly across from and down the street from the neighborhood in which we live. So we pulled out. So it's a main intersection, right? Once you get out of the neighborhood and go down the street a little bit, it's a main intersection. Too close to home, we saw people protesting. And that's all, you know, people can do with their time with what they so choose if they feel driven to do that, so as long as it does not hurt anybody, so as long as there's not an ill intention involved, okay? You do what you want. But one of I'm very picky with my words because I understand that they are projecting and reflecting in my reality. All I'm going to say, I'm going to leave it at this. When you have a unified group of people that are all there for the same reason and that are all thinking the same things and that are all feeding off of the same pool of energy, and it's about resisting something. Now, keep in mind, we love unconditionally all beings, all inhabitants of this planet. We are in no way, shape, or form biased to any race, creed, color, sexual orientation, religion, nothing. We love and appreciate and honor unconditionally each and every single one of you, whether you're listening or not. That's important that you guys feel that from us here at the By Mind Tribe Radio, because we would never want anybody to think that we're trying to sway them in a certain way. We are offering you information. We're like us. Think of you know, you're at a fancy party and a server comes up to you with a silver tray and says, "Oh, would you like a tuna tartare? Would you like a glass of wine?" And you say, "Oh, sure." You pick it off the tray. We're literally just walking around with this tray and it has information on it. You say, "Oh, would you like this? Would you like this? Would you like, does this resonate? If not, that's beautiful and amazing, because we know that you're already fixed in something that's working for you. Now, if you are energetically fixed in something that is not working for you, this is the show where we will provide you the information necessary, or at least the resources for the information, if you don't have enough time to get into it. And we will continue to talk about this stuff as the collective consciousness of this global purge of energy continues. Now, there is a global purge of energy. This is why unity consciousness is so powerful. This is why I brought up the beautiful aspects of being a part of LA Talk Radio that I am honored and humbled to be a part of. As my example in my life, being a part of tribe consciousness. Tribe consciousness means, that's why we're divine mind tribe. Divine mind tribe. A tribe of mindful thinkers that embrace their divinity. Now, when I say divinity, what I mean by that, just to clarify, nothing's taken wrong, is that you are energy. You are vibrational. You are a divine being. You are having, and this is the classic, this is in when you start studying quantum physics, when you start studying the other side of the ego, which is the spirit, and you choose to embrace possibly some Eastern belief systems that have been cut out of Western culture for the purpose of control, because these teachings are all about self-empowerment. And the quote-unquote powers that be right now that are trying so hard to maintain control through fear, through pouring trillions collectively into different outlets to give you information to observe in hopes that you will observe it and feel fear, so then there can still be a sense of control, thinking that something has control over you and your reality. Shifting out of that consciousness into understanding that I am the observer. And by being the observer, I choose to surround myself, unity consciousness, with other observers that are deliberate in their ability to think, to act, to be, Now, if you are looking for tools, strategies, ways to tap in to these higher vibrational emotions, start with your breath. Specifically, go ahead and search on whatever browser it is that you use, holotropic, H-O-L-O-T-R-O-P-I-C, holotropic breathing. That is a phenomenal place to start. If you do some of these breathing techniques, regardless of what it is that you put your energy towards, regardless of what it is that you put your, quote unquote, call it faith, right? Belief. Faith is belief. Faith is believing in something that cannot be seen. Whatever it is that you choose to invest your time, your energy, your thoughts, your freedom units into, make sure that it is benefiting you and the one that you love. And let's start with this. The universe operates always in a paradox that is not a paradox, which then causes a paradox, which is then not a paradox. It's this beautiful catch-22 that allows for infinite expansion. Okay? That you can look into. You're like, what did he just say? Let's look into universal paradox, right? All these things, any key words that kind of stick out to you or resonate with you, feel free to write them down, look them up later, do whatever you want. Look them up right now. Don't look them up at all. Doesn't matter. It does matter that you have the tools in your back pocket to use at your disposal whenever you feel the need to do so, to become and embody the vibration of becoming a deliberate thinker. And once you have even started to become a deliberate thinker and a deliberate actor and a deliberate doer, when I say deliberate thinker, I also mean deliberate actor, because your actions are based off of your thoughts. Your actions are based off of your emotional responses to whatever is being observed. When you choose to become a deliberate thinker, the next step is then, okay, surround yourself with people of like mind. Because science has also proven, modern day science, I'm not talking about wibbly wobbly stuff that I'm, these are highly funded experiments that have been proven through an insurmountable backing of technology to calculate and algorithmically define the answer to some of these questions, like, does an object or a reality change on a molecular level, whether it's being observed or not, right? People wanted to know that. Scientists wanted to know that, and they wanted to share that information. For those of you that are not aware of this, I'm telling you, it is a real thing. And I highly suggest, if it resonates with you, to go and check it out for yourself. Do some digging. So number one, how to maintain a high vibration, become a deliberate thinker. How do you become a deliberate thinker? You calm your mind. That's it. When you are in a state of fear, in a state of panic, in a state of worry, in a state of lack, scarcity, whatever it might be, and then you start talking about it with other people. Now, I only know this because I've done it. I've been there very recently. It's a daily battle, right? I was going to say, if you guys haven't seen Doctor Strange, make sure to check it out, because one of my favorite quotes ever that I've ever heard is when Doctor Strange, the Doctor Strange's master, right? It's them two together. He's in the astral realm, whatever. I'm not going to get into the scene. He says, so he basically understands that there are these lower vibrational energies. And these lower vibrational energies are trying to fearmonger the masses. Sound familiar? But these lower vibrational energies actually in this movie and potentially in reality are known, quote unquote, as, call them, dark energies, right? Whatever. We don't even play with those kind of words or even get into that kind of stuff, because why put our energy there? So he realizes that there is this darkness that's trying to take over humanity's consciousness. And he looks at his master and he says, well, how do we get rid of the demons? How do we get rid of the darkness? And his master, this is my favorite quote, in response to him says, we don't, Mr. Strange. We only learn to live above them. So what this means is these potential vibrational frequencies for you to participate in are always going to be accessible. If you want to participate in fear, you can do that in the exact same moment that you had the choice of participating in joy. If you want to participate in excitement, in that moment gone, in each and every single moment, in the present, in the gift. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today is a gift, for that is why it is called the present. The greatest gift of all is the now, the present. And thank you for giving me your present, your gift of your time. I honor that and I thank you for it. And I hope that in exchange, you receive valuable information. Understanding the power of becoming a deliberate thinker during times of global pandemic, or global, I should say, hysteria, fear mongering the masses, making displays of things to threats, making displays of threats, things that threaten you or your loved ones in your reality, and then observing those things and saying, oh my gosh. Now, yes, to know that they are there. There is a difference between being naive and understanding that it exists and deliberately choosing not to participate in it. There is a huge difference. You do not want to be naive during these times. You want to be educated. You want to educate yourself. You want to become a valuable individual to your loved ones, to humanity, and to yourself. And what's the best way to increase your personal value? And I'm not talking just money. Of course, knowledge and information and education increases your monetary value, absolutely. But it also increases the very fundamental core value of the energy that you are emitting. Therefore, everything in your reality becomes more beautiful. It sparkles, it shines. Metaphorically and literally sometimes, depending on how high of a frequency you're on, truly. If you ever get the opportunity, read the autobiography of a yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. What a phenomenal read. He talks about bending the earth. Maybe you've heard of Avatar, The Last Airbender. If you have, that's another really great show. If you have kids that watch TV, make sure they check out that show. That's a great show for your kids to grasp the concept of, especially at this time, because it revolves around the power of thought. So with the 1 minute that we have left of today's show, I want to share with you guys, start with breathing techniques, whether it's holotropic breathing or not. Find through your search engines or through books, whatever you resonate with, things that will assist you in breathing consciously. When you breathe consciously and forget about fear, forget about the external, when you internalize your energy, that is when you take back your self-empowerment. When you give fear towards something in the external, you are literally giving your power. And if you are a provider, a woman, a man, a child, doesn't matter. A child has to provide for themselves, has to provide for their stability of consciousness. Just know that each and every single human being is going through a pragmatic shift. You're going to see a lot of things coming out of the woodworks that you did not necessarily expect. They could be positive or negative, although there is really no such thing. There is just high vibration, low vibration. And then those vibrations cause an emotional response. Yes, things can get very weird. But once again, it comes back down to how you choose to observe it. Do I choose to put my energy towards it? Is it making myself and my family happier? Or do I choose to educate myself? And through educating myself, not just by watching what the TV has to say, but really diving into the information so I can define my relationship between my ego and my spirit and then share that information with my loved ones and the people that resonate to receiving that kind of information. And that we all collectively together generate unity consciousness, which revolves around love and joy and being in the present, embracing the greatest gift of all, which is the present, embracing your time together, learning together, eating together, gardening together, walking together, exercising together. And then you have more people, we're wrapping the show right now, more people that magnetically attract to that vibration. That's what Divine Mind Tribe is all about, guys. Creating the largest tribe of people that we possibly can that have decided to become deliberate thinkers because they understand their power. And when I say their power, it's not about power over people. It's about power over your own consciousness. If you're trying to power over people, you got to really check yourself out and ask yourself why. That's not cool to try to overpower people. Learn to overpower the ego. Learn to overpower the desires that may not serve you. And in doing that, you will absolutely and inevitably shift into these higher vibrational states of consciousness. All right, guys, thank you so much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on LA Talk Radio's Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Check us out on Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe, Facebook Divine Mind Tribe, Twitter Divine Mind Tribe, and become a deliberate thinker. Start with the breath. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. We love you unconditionally and boundlessly with all of our hearts. We will see you next Sunday. Peace.